Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, where the 2017 racing season continues. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for the full season schedule, daily track updates, and to purchase discounted ticket packages.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, live from just outside the BMO Harris Bradley Center at the Northwestern Mutual entrance and right next to the Harley-Davidson display. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, ahead of tonight's home opener against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if you come out here, not only can you meet everybody on the big show, but Chuck Freeman right now. And you can see this on Facebook Live.
Where did he go?
There he is.
He's down There's by Chuck, the street with right his sandwich Chuck. Board sign after losing a bet to Bart Winkler. And the sandwich board sign reads, your future ex-husband.
Can't even make it up.
That is outstanding. I'm looking at it right now on
Facebook
Live. He's
walking right at you.
That is terrific. Here's what you have to pick from.
Did he lose a bet or something?
Yeah, he lost a bet with Bart.
What was it over?
I don't remember. I have no idea. I think it was a Packers bet, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Here's what you have to pick from in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane, right lane. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about when it comes to the Packers and Saints this Sunday at Lambeau Field? And the center lane. Can we still do the center lane? I mean, the story's kind of changed since we talked about
What's
it in the 3 o'clock hour. We were asking, why is Giannis versus LeBron not sold out?
And it is.
It's
now.
It should be a sellout now. By now.
Since we've done it, yeah, they released some more tickets. They had single seats left, so it's a virtual sellout.
He gave out some cookbooks.
Who, Leroy?
Yeah.
Gave out some cookbooks?
Yeah.
See, you never know what you're going to get when you come out and see the Wendy's Big Show live. Sparky, can you recap quickly what you're confident and concerned about, and then tell me what you're curious about?
We never got to concerned.
We did. Confident and concerned. We never got to curious.
I was concerned about the secondary.
I don't remember.
It's been a long day.
Confident. The Brett Hull is going to throw 2 touchdown passes at least in this game. And if you remember back in the 2 o'clock hour when I said it, we didn't know the injury report for the Packers. Now, Ryan Wood just came out and told us what it was, and that is both tackles are starting and playing in this game, Bulaga and Bakhtiari. That was my premise. If they both play, he'll throw at least 2. I think he will throw at least 2 touchdown passes in this game.
Right
concerned? I'm concerned about the Packers' run defense. Just go back and look at Green Bay best defense for that one. I'm concerned that they're going to get running against this team, 125, 150 yards. And if that happens, that opens up Pandora's box for Drew Brees. And then all hell could be to pay.
All hell could be.
So now, what is that last one?
Curious, yes.
What's up, Kyle Korver?
I'm curious to see how Brett Hundley carries himself throughout this game if he struggles a little bit. I'm curious to see body language. I'm curious to see who's around him on the sidelines. There were a number of shots last week where he was sitting by himself on the bench after he came out. That was a little bit concerning to me. So I'm anxious to see how these guys rally around him, especially if things don't go well for Brett. Do they rally around him, and does his body language get Jay Cutler-esque? Does he become Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Does he become just
– Wait, why you
got to
always put
Jay Cutler? Because Rami's sitting here. I'm just being honest, right?
I didn't take the bait.
is he even keel and doesn't really show a lot of emotion? We don't know. We've never seen Hundley in that situation. I guess I'm curious for that.
All right. Gary, can you recap what you're confident, concerned
about?
Did
you write it down for me?
And then tell me what you're curious about. I did not. You didn't ask me to. I can start a new one. Yeah, audience is always changing.
Yes. You said confident was a game plan, I think, with McCarthy.
Yeah, I'm confident the game plan for Mike McCarthy to come up with Hundley. Because I think it's got to be a different game plan. I don't think you're going to have the same game plan that you had with Rodgers. I look for him to do a little bit more boots. I look for him to get out on the perimeter. I look for him to move the parker a little bit more. So I'm confident that went down, that happened this week. So you see a different game plan with Rodgers. K- curious about the secondary, defense. Defense got to get stops. Defense got to get some picks. If we don't, Drew Brees is going to throw the ball 50 times. No doubt about it. So they got to get some stops here.
All right. Leroy Butler, you weren't here in the 2 o'clock hour. Give us your confident, concerned, and curious. All in one shot.
Actually, I spoke to 3 schools today, but it was fun. One of them was at Kenosha.
What's 3 schools you spoke at today, Leroy? You remember?
You say
one
spoke
of the guys
that?
Say he knew
yeah,
you.
Spoke that.
Some guys say he knew you. I got nervous.
What school was that, Roy?
I'm going to forget my 3 if I say that, Gary.
Just give us 2 then. Give us 1. You remember 1?
I'm really concerned.
You're concerned. You're really
concerned. You can't remember any of the 3 because I'm concerned about that.
No, I'm concerned.
I'm very concerned.
Because the Saints blitz 42% of the time. They don't care. They'll bring everybody. They'll blitz. I'm concerned about the protection of Huntley.
Oh, my God.
And I really feel like if they don't protect him, you could see an 8-sack day.
Ooh.
So I'm concerned about it. Because these guys will blitz. If Aaron Rodgers was in there, these guys just blitz. They don't care. By any means necessary, you got to protect them. So both tackles playing helps. I'm confident that Aaron Jones can get over 100 yards. He can get 100 yards on this defense. Because if they blitz and hit the wrong gap, they give him a screen or a draw or anything on the middle, he's gone. So those are really the things that keeping me up at night thinking about those.
What are you curious about?
I guess I would be curious to see if they can keep Drew Brees under 375.
Yes. That's where you're setting the bar, 375?
Yeah.
If he throws for 375, that's a wrap.
Well, he does it a lot, man. Drew Brees throw for 5,000 yards more than anybody. This guy throws the ball 300 yards more than anybody. He's only 6 feet tall. And he's looking at blood in the water. But Kevin King's going to play. It don't matter, Drew Brees. He's going to put it up. So
he'll test Kevin King.
Garrett said they're going to get 3 picks, so I'm all right with it.
So that's what we're confident, concerned, and curious about. Tell us what you're confident, concerned, and curious about. It's 799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Like I said, we were asking earlier, why isn't Giannis versus LeBron opening night, defending Eastern Conference champs, a Bucks team with high expectations, sold out? That was in the 3 o'clock hour. That's since changed, though, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Do we scrap this thing?
At about 4:30, I got a text from the Bucks and said that they expected to be sold out by 5 o'clock. And, in fact, they released like 20 more
tickets
or something.
There's a lot of people went in this entry.
But there's a lot of – there were some single seats available, but pretty much a virtual sellout at this point.
People are trying
Bucks
to ask me, do I have
but
tickets when I was leaving?
The point of that was –
What's the point of that was?
Was you got LeBron James, who's probably the greatest player in the NBA, in the conversation – against your own superstar. This team hasn't had a superstar since Lou Alcindor, for goodness sakes.
Right.
Since Lou Alcindor. How is this not a sellout as soon as tickets become available? How is it not single game tickets now available? Boom, sold out. The Brewers, right? Miller Park, opening day. How quickly does opening day tickets go?
Fast. Yeah.
People want to be at opening day. I can't.
Fast.
I just don't get it. It's not like they're playing Sacramento, Darren Fox or something.
Sacktown.
They're playing LeBron, James, and the Cavs, and you have your first superstar in this town since,
back in town. That should be enough.
Sure. Yeah.
What did he say?
He said,
sure. Yeah, fine.
Would he just, that man play right over next to
I did. And I love watching him play. I saw many games at Marquette. But Giannis is similar to him. I mean, Wade was here a year and gone. And if you missed seeing him play, you missed it. In his college career. And Giannis, you don't know how long he's going to be here.
LeBron right
we
there.
Can't take for granted that Giannis is going to be here his whole career. So you have an opportunity to take your kids to see Giannis. Take them. Take them at least once. That's all I'm saying.
I with you with that, Steve.
You didn't go to Lincoln Middle School, did you?
I did not go to Lincoln Middle School.
Some guy that say knows you.
Is he a teacher?
But he could be just like a listener, too.
I mean, I know people in Kenosha.
How you doing, Robbie? Oh, my God, sir, calm down.
It's not that exciting to know
I'm
me.
I'm here for the kids. I will let Robbie know.
Hey, can somebody post some pictures of you and your people on Facebook?
You're the one who took them.
Yeah, but I think.
Yeah.
No, I thought they did.
Well, they did, too, but you took them with your phone.
They're gone now, so you're not going to see them again.
All of a sudden, Trump started following that picture you uploaded to a Twitter account.
So we've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Now you get the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane. Right lane, what are you confident, concerned, and curious about when it comes to the Packers taking on the Saints Sunday? And center lane, why wasn't Giannis versus LeBron an immediate sellout? I guess is how we'll spin
right.
that
That's
topic.
Pretty good, Rob.
799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan.
Harry's Razors. Have you been shaving with the same razor for as long as you can remember? Never even thought about changing razors, right? Well, now it's time for a life-changing event. Now is your chance to make your chin, your neck, happier than it's ever been, right? Get a nice, smooth, close shave. That's what I use, Rami. Rami's dad, my dad. Everybody's using Harry's Razors right now, and you can too. And Harry's Razors is going to hook you up because you listen to this show. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. Now, what do you get with Harry's? Well, it includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade cover. Now, this is the cool part. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free.
Free.
That's right. You get
free.
Your shave set for free,
free.
Through
free.
Harry's Razors. Got to pay a little bit of money for the shipping. It's Wisconsin. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the Big Show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code SPARKY at checkout to get a post-shave balm for
free.
That's harrys.com, code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, SPARKY.
We're outside the BMO Harris Bradley Center in the Northwest Mutual entrance right next to the Harley-Davidson display. And you got the lanes to pick from. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about? That's the right lane. And the center lane, why wasn't Giannis versus LeBron for the home opener an immediate sellout? 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan and pick a lane when the Wendy's Big Show returns on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan.
Blitz coming, Hundley gets it away. Back shoulder throw to Nelson, and Rodgers-like fashion there.
The energy, he brings energy. He's a high-level player. When he gets in trouble, he's elusive. He can run out of there. He's hard to bring down. He's a big quarterback, got really big legs. And he throw the ball well. I mean, yeah, like I said, I played with him, so I got the most confidence in that guy. He led our team for 4 years. So, like I said, Coach McCarthy and those guys, they're going to do a good job at game planning for Brad and making sure he's ready. And I got the most confidence in those guys.
The highlight was courtesy of the NFL on Fox and Kenny Clark talking about his teammate, both at UCLA and up in Green Bay, Brett Hundley. This is the Wendy's Big Show on a Pick and Save Football Friday live out here at the BMO Harris Bradley
I'll say
Center,
this.
Just outside the Northwestern Mutual Gate.
Early on, at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:20 or so,
yeah.
There was half calves, half bucks.
Yeah. That's
and
changed.
The last 45 minutes,
been all bucks.
It's been all bucks.
Oh, there's
been
a guy in an old school Cavs, though. Old school Cavs warm up shirt.
Yeah, that's.
Hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least he's not a bandwagon jumper, unless he just bought it.
He probably just bought it.
No, come on.
I'm going to guess he just bought it.
You think he's old enough to see Mark Price play? A Brad Daugherty play?
I don't know.
You think he's that old?
I don't think he's old enough for all that. No, I think he jumped. He probably burned his old Cavs stuff and then bought
new Cavs
stuff. Some throwback Cavs stuff when LeBron came back.
That makes sense.
That's probably what happened. You know a lot of people did that.
You think he burned the original LeBron and then bought an old school LeBron.
I just assume that about anybody wearing Cavs and LeBron's. Yeah, they definitely burned their old LeBron jerseys and then bought a new one, right, ma'am? Yep. You see, she couldn't even deny it.
She said hell no.
Yeah,
is what she
did.
Said.
Okay.
That's
sure.
what she said.
Sure, she did.
I heard that loud and clear.
Sure, she did. We're resetting the big topics discussed on today's big show and giving you the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane, right lane. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about when it comes to the Packers taking on the Saints Sunday and the center lane? Why wasn't LeBron versus Giannis for your home opener an immediate sellout? 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's go out to the phones and out to St. Francis. Check in with Ben. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ben?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. Happy Bucks opener.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go with the first lane. I am confident that Giannis is going to put on an absolute show tonight. Live to national television. chance to get a shot at the king, I think he's going to ball out. I am curious. Is tonight the night that we find out that the Bucks are the number one team in the East? And concern? Man, I'm concerned about the Packers, but we won't go into that.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
I never thought about doing that topic that way.
You put a spin on it.
Yeah, that's a different spin on it.
A little bit of a spin on it.
Look, I don't want to damper anybody's mood here, but even if you win tonight, does not mean you're the best team in the East yet. It's two games. You beat Boston, you beat Cleveland. They're the projected, in quotation, two best teams in the East, yes. And, yes, I will be super excited if that actually happens. But it doesn't mean that you're the best team in the East. It just means that you won your first two games.
It's a step in the right direction.
No question. I mean, it raises hopes, raises expectations a little bit, and you hope to go in the right direction. But do realize and do remember last year, and I don't know if this was all Kyrie or if this had to do with LeBron, but they always got up for playing this Bucks team last year. Every time they got up. Kyrie trash talked about the Bucks, the whole deal. So we'll see how that same thing happens now tonight. Bucks drumline out in front.
Sparky,
I'm sure they're called something.
You pointed it out during the break, and three people I've seen since the break
Florida A&M
wearing the purple Bucks gear, whether it's a jersey or a t-shirt or whatever the case
may
be.
That's a Ray Allen one right there.
We're seeing a lot of that out here today.
Man, I don't get it. Do you remember the story about why they went to purple that year?
I do.
Yeah. Wimbledon. When did you go to Wimbledon to open or something like that?
I think it was Herb went to Wimbledon.
Dunleavy.
Or Dunleavy. That was right. Dunleavy Sr., Mike Dunleavy Sr., who was the highest paid guy in pro sports, I think Cole made him.
Yeah.
Went to Wimbledon, liked the colors, came back, and they requested a color change.
Oh, it was Dunleavy? I thought it was Don Nelson.
No, it was Dunleavy. Oh, Don Nelson. Never would have done that.
Yeah. Hey, while we're talking about fashion, as the Bucks marching band is out here now to add a little flavor.
Drumline.
To the Wendy's Big
It's not a marching band. There are no horns. There are
line. I'm sorry. Yeah. My apologies.
Just get it right.
A fashion question, and I'm going to look to Leroy and Gary on this. I tweeted out a picture of Gary and our friend from the morning show, Bart Winkler. And Bart has his T-shirt tucked into his khaki shorts. And I said, T-shirt tucked into the khakis, yay or nay? In my
For
Twitter,
white people,
in
you
my
can
Twitter
get away
post.
With it.
It's a unanimous nay from my Twitter followers.
Leroy, answer me this. Hey, Leroy,
He untucked it.
Leroy, ever seen whiter legs after the summer is done than that dude right there? I mean, they're as white That's as his true. Shorts. They're this whiter than his shorts. There's no tan.
He got his white socks pulled all the way up.
He just pulled his shorts leg up. Like, that was like, something we wanted to see.
Did he not wear shorts all summer?
Oh, y'all heard his feelings.
Oh. There he goes.
Oh, we're sorry, Bart.
Stinky Winky.
Stinky Winky. Our apologies. Hi, Bart. Now he's taking a picture of us. How you doing? So it's a nay, right?
Yes, a nay.
T-shirt tucked into khaki shorts.
It's a nay.
That's a big nay.
I think white people can get away with it being tucked.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He's untucked since.
Not a t-shirt.
You got to take it out.
Do you want to defend yourself, Bart? Is that why you walked over here? Can you hand him the mic, Leroy? Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, it's a long shirt, so I just tucked it in for the occasion. And what my wife says is that when you tuck it in, it looks a little better, and your body's, you know, because I wear a lot of loose clothing.
Like Robin.
And if I wear tighter clothing, I actually end up looking better.
That's
You're
what we tell Robin.
You're fearful that, no, it's too tight. It's going to look like I'm fat, but actually, when you wear tighter clothing, it looks better.
Not with me. That's not the case with me because I lost a lot of weight rapidly. So I have
really? Never heard about that.
I have that flabby skin, that leftover skin.
You used to be fat. I had no
That
idea.
Just stays there. I know. Not a lot of people know that. So when I wear shorts, when I wear tighter clothing, you just see all the rolls, and it looks terrible. I still look fat, even though I'm not as fat anymore. But I would never tuck a T-shirt into khaki
that
shorts.
It was a one-time thing.
Why?
It's a one-off, Rummy.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a long shirt.
Sparky, do you tuck a bowling shirt in?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Some do. Yeah, some do. Some tuck bowling shirts in, sure. League play or something like that, I guess.
Doesn't that infringe your bowling motion? No.
Being tucked in the front has nothing to do with your arm.
I don't know, man.
Does it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about fashion or bowling.
That's true. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Yeah. Thanks, Bart. We appreciate
it. Bart. Castle Lanes in Racine, Highway 31 in Racine. That's the place where you want to go sign up for league play if you have not yet. Yes, leagues have started. Still got openings for you, and they got a lot of cool things that go along with it. They got their five-minute guarantee. If their machines break down for more than 5 minutes or add up to more than 5 minutes, they'll give you your league fees back that week. Most of the leagues
are under $20. Plush cash awards, 300 and 800 bowlers last year, racked up $100 each. They gave away over $10,000 last year at Castle Lanes in Racine. Free practice Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., and you get perks for family members and friends if you sign up for league play at Castle Lanes in Racine on Highway 31. The wild side of bowling, it's got that Northwoods feel like you're in a cabin up north. It is the coolest bowling alley I've ever been in my life, and I've been in plenty.
Yes, you
have.
Go
check it out. Castle Lanes, Highway 31 in Racine.
We'll get you the full injury report for Packers and Saints when the Wendy's Big Show returns on a pick-and-save football Friday, live outside the BMO Harris Bradley Center ahead of tonight's home opener against the Cavs. We're right there at the Northwestern Mutual Gate, 4th and State Street, right next to the Harley-Davidson display. Back right after this on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You know, Aaron's a Hall of Famer. And I want to be a Hall of Famer one day. And I will lead this team. You know, we're all going to have fun. We're all going to go out there and play football. You know, it's still football at the end of the day. And our goals are still in front of us.
That was Brett Hundley. He'll be under center for the Green Bay Packers this Sunday when they take on the Saints. This is the Wendy's Big Show on a pick-and-save football Friday. We're out here outside the BMO Harris Bradley Center ahead of tonight's home opener against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Come say hi. A lot of people have at the Northwestern Mutual Gate.
This is our guy Sal right here.
Right next to the Harley-Davidson
display. Our guy Sal from Two-Toe.
I know
the
Sal.
The former Two-Toe. That's my place. Remember what I used to say? Fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so good. Oh, man.
You used to do
it.
That very stereotypical accent. I do remember that.
Dude, I miss that food so much. It was so good.
He knows how to talk what?
It's Dr. Lango.
No, that's just a very stereotypical accent. That's all that that is.
Listen to me. There's,
I'm impressed.
Do you have a favorite Italian restaurant?
Actually, I do.
I got two. Well, actually three now. I had two, which was Two-Toe,
yeah,
and then DeCarlo's in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
Carlo does his thing. Yeah. And I
like the one in Meadowbrook too, and in Racine.
Yeah. And I just discovered another one that's been around forever, but I've never lived on that side.
Where at?
Milwaukee. And Cudahy, I think it's Cudahy. Papa Luigi's, man.
You told me about that.
Yeah, man.
We went to their website.
They got good food, man. she's agreeing with me.
I'm trying to get them on our sales unit.
Man, I went there the first time, and my girl was like, yeah, we used to come here all the time. I had their pizza. I was like, dang. Yeah, they got good food. They're other Italian restaurants.
Really try anything besides the pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So then they do delivery, too.
Chicken parmesan.
So then,
they deliver to Bayview?
I don't know. You'll have to call and ask.
We're not far.
They got it to me.
Okay.
And I'm a good distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're good food, man.
I'll try it out.
Yeah.
I love chicken parmesan. I love it.
Yeah, man. I miss my fettuccine alfredo.
Oh, I like the way he talked like that.
My guy Sal, man.
Rob, you think you're the only one can do impressions? Come on, man. Got other people got talent. He's not a stand-up, but he knows.
That's an accent.
He's jealous, Steve.
That's an accent.
Why are you jealous?
Nobody's jealous.
Sparky, you try to pull that crap in Brooklyn, you'll end up in a trunk.
That's exactly. Thank you.
Well,
exactly.
I'm not stupid.
Right. Left cement
good
shoes.
Good job, Steve.
He left cement shoes if he tries that in Brooklyn, man.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's alleged. Right. Exactly. Yeah, I don't want anybody coming and knocking on my door.
No.
I'll end up on the injury report.
They're going to knock on your door anyway, but don't give them a reason to.
And then I'll end up.
Especially when I post those picture of you and them two people.
And then I'll end up on the injury report like these guys.
It's a pick and save football Friday on The Fan. Who's banged up this week for the Pack? Here's this weekend's Hupie and Abraham injury report. If you're injured, call Hupie and Abraham. Voted best and rated best year after year. Hupie and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. 800-800-5678 or hupie.com.
The following guys are out for the Packers this Sunday when they take on the New Orleans Saints. Linebacker Ahmad Brooks with a back injury. Morgan Burnett, the safety, is out with a hamstring injury. Aaron Rodgers, obviously.
He's on the IR now.
Yeah, he's on the IR with the broken right collarbone. And Joe Thomas is still out with the ankle injury. Doubtful, the guard, Lane Taylor, with the ankle injury. And the following guys are questionable. Devon House with a quadriceps injury. He was limited in practice today, as was Corey Linsley, who's questionable with the back injury. And Demarius Randall, the cornerback, is questionable with the hamstring injury.
The best
he was
news
also
there
limited in practice today.
Is Bakhtiari and Bulaga off the injury report, both playing. That's the best news you could have heard as a Packer fan. Some protection for Brett Hundley going into that football team.
Yeah, but another two of your offensive linemen, may not play this Sunday, according to this injury report, and Corey Linsley and Lane Taylor. Obviously, the tackles are most
Lane
important.
Taylor may not play. I find it hard to believe that
yeah,
Linsley
he's doubtful. So
yeah, Lane Taylor probably won't, but I think Linsley will. I think Linsley will be all right.
I think it's going to be, it'll be Justin McCray at left guard and then Bakhtiari hopefully back at left tackle.
Yeah, Ryan Wood said Bakhtiari and Bulaga both back. So, I mean, from that standpoint, your right side are your regulars. Your left side, McCray's a guard. I like him better at guard than tackle, Leroy.
Yeah.
That's your left side.
But your center's got a sore back.
Right. Yeah, he'll be fine. Stretch him out, give him a massage. He'll be fine. So, yeah, he'll be fine.
We don't have a backup center.
But the secondary, and Gary talked about it in his concerns, that was the secondary. Morgan Burnett still out, and then you got Devon House questionable. You're getting Kevin King back, but going against Drew Brees and that Saints offense, you want your full arsenal back there in the secondary, and they don't have that. It doesn't look like they'll have that, Leroy.
And, if you add in Kamara, the kid, when he comes in, they're throwing the football. They're throwing the football, so you have to understand that if they're throwing the football, who's going to cover that guy? So I think for the most part, you know, Joe Thomas would have been one of the guys to do that. But this is a game when 27 gets back on track. He's been quiet since the Bengal game, so now you'll see him get back on track this particular game.
So you're not too worried about that secondary?
No.
About Morgan Burnett and possibly Devon House?
Hey, you know why? Because I think the coach went after the defense indirectly in the press conference when he said we got to clean our house up. He was talking about the defense.
I got a question for you. How would you evaluate how Clinton Dix played at this point?
I would.
Thank you.
Keep it 100.
I just want to see.
Keep it 100, Leroy.
Uh-huh. I went to sleep.
Keep it 100.
He is not, especially whenever you play, you struck a chord. Whenever you play against Harrison Smith, you got to outplay that guy. Every time. He's the best safety in a division. So HaHa Clinton Dix has to step up and outplay these safeties every week, and he has not been doing that at a level that I'm satisfied with.
But he's nice, but he's not Nick Collins.
But they don't need him to be Nick Collins, but they need him to be closer to Nick Collins than he is now.
Right, well, and he's not.
He needs to be more of a playmaker.
Not going
to
happen.
I don't know.
That's not who he is. But he's nice.
Nice ain't going to get you to the Super Bowl and get
right,
you the money that
you
want.
Saying,
nice
but,
just means I'm going to draft another one.
Here's my point to that.
27.
Here's
nice.
My point to that. It's tough to find those guys. Now, Harrison Smith ain't Nick Collins either.
He's getting it on that train. He's
what's
the best
the other
safety
boy?
In
what's
this
the
division?
Other cat from LSU? I think he plays for the Giants safety.
Collins?
Landon Collins is Alabama.
He's Alabama? Oh, yeah.
He can play.
He's playing good. You might have seen the best you're going to see out of him.
I hope not. You need your two Pro Bowlers on defense, allegedly. Matthews,
Gary,
and Clinton Dix have to step up and play well. Yeah. I mean, that's no gray area with that. They got to step up and play well, especially with a backup quarterback.
Last night, safeties coach Darren Perry was asked directly about how he says he's doing fine. He's doing good. There's a lot we're asking of him.
I don't believe he said that.
And he said something about along the lines of he's playing through some things. But that doesn't account for bad angles on tackles.
So, like, is he hurt, Mike?
Yeah, that's what Darren was suggesting. But, you know, everybody's hurt on that.
I would rather my coach rip me in public than tell me something that I know ain't true.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it 100.
Yeah, but, you know, this guy was a Pro Bowler last year. And they're counting on him to hold up that bad. And, you know, they haven't been burned that bad deep. But it's that stuff in front of him that leaves you scratching your head.
The good news is he has a clean slate, and he'll turn it around. That's the good news.
Yeah,
we've been talking a lot about the people out here at the Bradley Center wearing the Cavs gear, and obviously none of us want to see that. A dude just walked by with a Dwayne Wade Marquette jersey. Is that cool?
I mean, yes.
He's not on the home team.
Dwayne Wade.
I know, I understand, but there's a time and place, isn't there, to pay respect to his Marquette days?
He played right there, Ronnie.
Actually, he played right here in the Bradley Center.
The people on the way point.
Right.
It's cool, you know what I'm saying? The people right downtown down there by the river and the Lakeshore Drive and all the way up downtown on 3rd Street, Wells, and, you know, Wisconsin, all these. It's all Dwayne Wade's property.
Sparky, you cool with that? Dwayne Wade Marquette jersey out here while
That's
he's playing
throwback.
For the Cavs.
Yeah, sure, as long as you don't stand up and cheer during the game for him.
Oh, he's going to stand up and cheer during the game for him.
No, you can wear it.
and be like, hey, man, I was a Wade fan when he was here. But he Wade goes up and throws it down in Middleton's face or something. I don't want to see you stand out of your seat cheering for that.
No.
Sit down, shut up.
I want people to support their team. I'm okay with it.
Like, when he gets introduced, if you want to stand up and cheer for Dwayne Wade when he gets introduced, okay. When the game starts and he does something on our team,
right.
Sit down.
Right.
Don't stand up.
Sit down and
now,
be humble.
Well, right.
Just,
all these
just
LeBron,
stop him from doing it.
All these LeBron James clowns out here,
that's
you know
good,
what's
Robbie.
Coming
Thank
there.
Thank you.
You're not, that, Robbie, that's good.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Yeah.
I appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I'm a gem, Gary. That's what I am. I'm a
say
gem.
It again, Robbie.
I'm a gem, Gary.
No, sit down.
Sit down, be humble, and get over to the jewelry center.
Sparky ain't going to never get it, but Roy Lee should have caught that.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't catch it. I was looking at these
all your L's, line. Listen to it. Sit down and be humble. All your L's. You know they listening to that
I'm
song.
Looking at all these pretty girls in line going in this game. Like,
yeah, a lot of Lackey and
Claude
George.
Claude
Yeah, am I talking about Lackey and George?
No, you're talking about the jewelry center, man.
I take my good friends out of the jewelry center located on 76 and Lake Plaza, new location, joke. Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road. And Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor. Listen, they got all your needs covered. Hey, my good friend D. Murray, he's got some new stuff coming down the pike, and
oh,
I'm
yeah.
going to tell you guys. Yeah,
well, I like it. I
he's
like
got
it.
Like a new deal right now where he's going to make it even more convenient for you to buy new jewelry.
I like that.
Okay.
Even like more that. Convenient for you. Let me ask you, Rummy.
Yes, Gary.
Okay, you may not have no money.
Well, no, I got no money.
None of us
but
do.
But how else could a jewelry store make it convenient for you to buy jewelry for your girl?
Layaway? A finance plan?
Yeah. Nope.
Something along those lines.
Nope.
Got finance, no.
Nope.
They
nope.
already got finance plans.
Yep.
Buy now, pay later.
I got no idea then, Gary.
We may be coming up with an idea where you may not have to move at all.
What?
Oh, we'll deliver?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, snap.
We may be coming up with an idea
sounds nice.
Where you may not have to get up out your seat at all. Oh,
okay.
We'll come to your job.
That's what they do. Go check my good friends out at the jewelry center. They've got everything you need.
If you need to deliver, man,
business.
Let me know. I'll deliver.
Dean is always on the cutting edge of doing things and making jewelry affordable for you. Jewelry Center, 76 and Lake Plaza, new location, Brookfield, off Blue Mountain
That's
Road,
awesome.
Tri-City National Bank.
Gary, you know if there's one thing I'm about, it's not moving.
Right.
That's what I'm all about.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
About it.
I thought we already did Young Express.
All right, we'll hit a quick break. And on the other side, our picks to click and predictions for Packers and Saints out here outside of the BMO Harris Bradley Center at the Northwestern Mutual Gate, right next to the Harley-Davidson display and on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Who will be this week's Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's MVP? Let's check in with Gary, Rami, Sparky, and Leroy and get their Perkins pick to click.
It is that time where we all make our pick to click and predict who will be the MVP on the Green and Gold Postgame Show
quick?
With Gary Ellerson
and
Bill Michaels.
Yeah, go ahead and say what you need to say.
Yep.
Hey, tonight, Milwaukee Bucks pick and save postgame show on The Fan
after
the Bucks games. In years past, I think we started
What's
the show
up,
in like 2006, 2007. In years past, we've been delayed because of Admirals games, or we haven't had shows because of Admirals games. This year, it changes. This year, all Bucks postgame shows will be on immediately following every Bucks game on 105.7 FM.
Hey, speaking of pick and save,
will be where the Admirals will be as well.
I'll be at the pick and save in Sheboygan tomorrow at 1317 North 25th Street in Sheboygan tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Come holler at your boy.
You going to be in Sheboygan tomorrow?
In Sheboygan.
Ain't you going to be in Oshkosh?
I'm going to cross over on 23.
You going to Oshkosh too?
He already got it figured
out.
Law told me.
He's got the private jet all gassed up and ready to go.
Go to pick and save, give out some cookbooks and some.
Yeah, Lackey and George there, Roy.
Nice little recipes. I'm crossing over to go over there and see if we
Lackey and George there,
win
Roy.
A couple games.
Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, give me your pick to click and your prediction for Packers and Saints, please, sir.
Pick to click, in this, so that's got to be for the Packers then?
Yeah.
Steve, see,
why? You guys never give out MVP to a player on the opposing team.
Okay. You know we don't do that.
No, that's why I was asking.
I'm just making sure.
All right.
27-20. Saints.
All right.
27-20 Saints.
Right.
First time I've picked against the Packers in 2 years.
All right. I'm going to say Packers win. I don't remember what I said in Bart's video. 27-24. Is that what I said in Bart's video for the Facebook page?
Yep.
Check out all our predictions with our faces at facebook.com /1057 FM, The Fan. Leroy Butler, your pick to click and your prediction.
I'm going to stay with Clay Matthews until you do something.
All right.
Okay. Why are you looking at me like that, Steve? Clay Matthews, man.
All right.
You
got
to do what you got to do. Packers win 21-20.
21-20. And Gary Ellerson, your pick to click and your prediction for Packers and
Saints.
You
got a walk off, right?
Leroy!
It's Leroy. Thank you.
Leroy!
Thank you.
Leroy!
Leroy, stop it. Leroy is your pick to click.
Yes.
Yeah.
Say what now?
Leroy is your pick to click.
Barry White just came up.
Gary Ellerson, please give me your pick to click and your prediction.
He doesn't need pick to click. He picks it.
Oh,
his prediction.
What do you want to need?
Just your prediction, man.
Oh, 24-21 walk-off by Mason Crosby.
24-21.
Yeah, Lacky and George, bro.
Walk-off by Mason and Crosby. Mason Crosby. All right.
All four of them.
Pick to click. What's your pick to click?
What's up,
who,
boy?
Me?
You.
Oh, I didn't give you one, did I?
Nor did I.
Yeah. I'm going to give you
Ty
Montgomery.
I'm going to go Ha-Ha, Quinn, and Dix.
Ty Montgomery. I did not say Tom.
I'm going to say Ha-Ha, Quinn, and Dix. Ha-Ha, Quinn, and Dix gets an interception and a fumble recovery.
That would be nice, Steve.
All right. Then Leroy would wake up.
He fell asleep
thinking about Ha-Ha, Clinton Dix before.
And I still have him losing.
The atmosphere out here is outstanding, man.
Very festive.
Right?
Very festive.
That's because the Big Show's here.
Somebody should tell that guy Kyrie Irving is not on the Cavs anymore.
He can't just throw the jersey away.
Somebody should let him know. Dude, you're supposed to burn that. Don't you know you're supposed to burn that?
Hey, man, don't burn it.
Don't you know how this is done?
They learned their lesson
about
burning
that jersey. That jersey cost that man $100. You better not burn that jersey.
His baby mama gave him that jersey. He can't do that.
Man, that jersey, man. Jersey too expensive. Trying to burn a jersey. That jersey cost $100, man.
Hey, man, look. There's a Saints Drew Brees jersey right there.
Oh, man.
I thought I was seeing things.
No, that's
look at that.
Don't let him in security.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
He's from New Orleans.
He's trolling, though. Don't ignore him. Don't ignore him.
He's trolling.
He's trying to troll. He's trolling.
It's just like people used to come up and stand in line and pick and say, Steve, the line's 500 people deep. He has a Brett Favre Minnesota jersey. This joker waited for 2 hours. I ignored him. He was hot.
He wanted a reaction.
That's what he did. Right.
Next, please.
Did he watch you decide that jersey?
He wasn't spending no money. Next.
Right.
Yeah, so he
didn't even about that.
He didn't even get an autograph?
I ignore. He just wanted me to react to it.
He didn't get a cookbook? Nothing?
Nothing.
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 Nothing from Leroy
Butler. Ignored him.
Keep it moving.
Yes. Get out of my line.
You know what I've seen a few of today? Is Derrick Rose Bulls jerseys. There's one right there.
Why?
That's Giannis right there, though.
Because he plays for the Cavs now, I'm assuming.
MVP. Doesn't make it any better.
I didn't say it did. I'm just letting you know.
He's the MVP in that jersey.
So we got Chicago people up here for this game?
I think so. They're basketball fans, man.
Chicago people live in Milwaukee.
Yeah, we do.
They come here for a better life.
They come to see a real superstar. What's wrong with that?
That's good. They don't have any superstars left in Chicago.
No, we don't. We're rebuilding.
You don't have one on your football team. You don't have one on your basketball
team. Man, we got Trubisky. You better stop. Our thanks to
Tell that to Miritich. We're rebuilding.
Tom Kesnick. Thanks to Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to everybody who stopped out and said hi out here at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Coming up this weekend, I'm back Sunday morning with the Fantasy Football Weekly Show presented by Dave & Buster's.
One of my favorite shows.
Along with Tim Allen. That's why Leroy likes it. And Gary Ellerson is back Sunday afternoon after after Packers and Saints.
Yep.
Along with Bill Michaels on
I'm
the Green
to y'all
and
in
Gold
church with my headphones
for
on.
Post-game show. For Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler, Mike Clemens, along with intern Sporty Spice.
Come on, Mike, hook me up, man.
I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show. Have a great weekend.
Call me, Mike.
We'll talk to you Monday starting at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.